Unforgivable by Tina Wainscott. Writing is Jamie Rush. Produced by Jim Sharp at Pro Audio Productions, Inc. Read by Karen Saltis. Chapter 1. For the third day in a row, Katie Malloy made the long walk from Possum Holler into town, carrying the cardboard box. This time, only one of the kittens was left inside. Her favorite, Boots. Mama said not to name them, 'cause that would only make it harder to give them away. Katie didn't want to give them away, at least not Boots. How much could one little old kitten cost, anyway? Porch Kitty having those kittens was the most excitement she'd had in her whole 9 years. And what else could a kid do in their stinking, dusty Georgia town except fall in love with kittens? She especially hadn't wanted to leave the house after she'd seen that dead bird in their yard. It was a bad omen, especially since it was a black bird. But Mama had insisted. Like waiting one more day would have done any harm. The road stretched on forever, giving off waves of invisible flames. There was nothing around for the longest time other than the gravel driveway that disappeared into the woods to the creepy cool house, and another driveway leading to weird old Lady Babbage's house. Then she'd pass the abandoned convenience store, cross the old bypass, and go past the ancient cemetery. The town itself was to the left, another 20 minutes before she'd reach the Piggly Wiggly grocery store. Orange dust coated her feet and ground between her toes. Mama said it was no use buying a new pair of shoes for the summer when she'd just grow out of them by the time school started. Gary Savino's shiny new bike was parked outside the old store. He was 14, and his daddy was the DA, which people said like it was important. Gary always had the best clothes, the best toys, even the best looks. She'd had a